You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my final guests today are here to talk about Wildlife Wednesday, one of my favorite segments. Welcome Irene Morris and Kim Ramsurian.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for being here. Wildlife Wednesday is brought to you by Alaska Wildlife Alliance, Southeast Chapter. Irene, you're a part of that. You're one of the people that come to us every month and bring your charming friends along. And Kim, you're the speaker. Tonight's talk is entitled Sea Lions, Kids, and Connections. And I know it will be partly about the first Ocean Guardian School program in Alaska. So Kim, you're the presenter tonight. Tell me all about yourself.
Well, I work for Natural Marine Fisheries Service, the Protected Resources Division here in Juneau, down in the federal building. And I've been working on Stellar Sea Lions for about 22 years now in research, and I've just been working for NOAA for the last 3 years. So I'm going to kind of transition between the Stellar Sea Lion work, some of the entanglement response that we're doing now, and then talk about how I got involved with the Ocean Guardian School program and the schools that are currently part of that program, and how other schools can become involved or become an Ocean Guardian School too.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what is the Ocean Guardian program?
The Ocean Guardian School program is started by NOAA about 10 years ago, so National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And basically, the school makes a commitment to the protection and conservation of local watersheds in the world's oceans. So the school can pick five different project pathways, from trying to reduce single-use plastics, marine debris. They can compost, recycle. They can plant native species. They can do habitat restoration. There's just a variety of different things to do, all related to the ocean and ocean health.
Can you give me some examples about what sort of things the schools in Alaska have been doing?
Yes. So we have the two first schools in Alaska are Saik Gastineau and Thunder Mountain, that they became Ocean Guardian schools just this year. And really exciting is that Saik Gastineau eliminated using plastic sporks. The Southeast Alaska Fish Habitat Partnership donated some money so they could get the equipment for their dishwasher so that they could use real cutlery. The families and community donated the cutlery, and they estimated that they eliminated 28,000 sporks from entering the landfill this past year.
Just this past year,
which is so amazing.
And that will be the case going forward.
They're composting now. They did waste audits. They were just blown away by the food waste, and the kids just wanted to do something about that. So they're really excited about composting now, and it just kind of just snowballs, and the kids get really excited about it.
That's fantastic. So is that one of the things you're going to cover in your talk tonight?
Yes. Yeah, that in Thunder Mountain High School has been doing a lot of single-use reduction of plastics. They have purchased reusable water bottles, and they're selling those. They sold marine debris bracelets to try to raise money. So I'll be talking about both of those programs, and then just more about the Ocean Guardian School program.
That's fantastic. And that's one part of your talk. You're also going to talk about stellar sea lions and marine debris and entanglements. And one can see how one can how part of that topic connects to the other.
Yes.
Do you want to say any more about that?
Sure. So I'll start off kind of broadly with marine debris and just sort of the effects it's having on the ocean and on marine species. And then I'll talk a little bit about, just in the past few years, we now have a way to actually remotely sedate stellar sea lions to disentangle them. So I'll talk a little bit about that process. And then I'll talk about just a lot of different examples of single people throughout the world that have just taken on reducing single-use plastics and, try to inspire people that it doesn't take the whole world. It just takes one at a time, and, people can make a difference. So.
Do you think that reducing single-use plastic makes a pretty big impact on the larger ecosystem?
I do. I think collectively we can make a huge impact. And I think also just trying to get the word out to manufacturers to find alternatives to using plastics. I mean, plastics have their place and they're important in the world, but the amount of single-use plastics that are entering the environment, it has to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard, but the World Economic Forum said at the rate that we're producing single-use plastics, the rate that they're going into the ocean, by 2050, there may be more plastic than fish pound for pound.
Oh,
so
that's awful.
So we have to stop.
Yeah, and yeah. I know individuals can do their part, but I think consumer pressure also makes a difference.
Right, so. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. That sounds like it's going to be a great talk. Irene, you want to go over the details of tonight's presentation?
Yeah, it's at 7 o'clock at the lecture room, UAS. It's like the little theater room. We will have refreshments. It's free, and it sounds like a great program. Mm-hmm. There's one thing I wanted to mention. You know, we are Alaska Wildlife Alliance is an advocacy program group. We are a nonprofit that we advocate for Alaska's wildlife, and we successfully were a little bit of help recently in a court case with a man who had left his traps out last year and was responsible for the death of two bears. And over 50 people responded to our wish to have people contact the assistant DA, and the judge did bring that up. So we do make a difference, and we were able to. He got a little more than a slap on the wrist, which was good. So
that sounds like it was a big accomplishment for your organization.
It was.
Congratulations. Well, Irene and Kim, thanks so much for being here today. And Kim, I hope you have a lovely talk this evening. Do you have any like fun multimedia to go with your presentation?
I do. I have video and PowerPoint slides. I've got some handouts. I also have a lot of different just examples of some of the debris that we've taken off of sea lions and fur seals, so people can take a look at that too.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like it's going to be interesting and meaningful. So
thank you
both for being on the show today.
Thank you.